Okay, the boy's side, today's daf is daf tzadik zayin. We're on the fourth line from the top of the Amud.
Is that cold?
Yeah.
Shitzi atzvi simen.
It's fine. Unless here you're cold.
Ich mishmach mishramach
vivet.
Rabbeisa, yesterday in the Gemara we had amachloikis tvishin Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Nachmo Rabbeisa, we had amachloikis Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. What was the machloikis? If a person goes Shabbos Kodesh and he finds outside tefillin in the gas, tefillin lying on the street, what should he do? So we had in our Mishnah that it depends. If the tefillin are yeshonois, alta tefillin, then you put them on zug zug, you wear them, you bring them into shtut, you bring them into your home, and you take them off. What happens if they're chadushois, new tefillin, then well, you leave them there, you don't go and pick them up, you don't wear them. What's the difference between new tefillin and alta tefillin? So we learn pshat in the Gemara Midrasha, that the nafkimina is, we're talking about that the ritzuois of the tefillin had been unraveled, they were no longer tied, and now the question is, are these really bona fide tefillin? Because in the good old days there were people that used to go and make kemeyas, amulets, they used to make it betzuras ha-tefillin. So Bazoi, how can you tell whether or not this is real tefillin, or this is a kemeya? And it's a big nafkimina, because Rashi says if it's tefillin, you have to find episatikun. Mashenkin the Kameya said Rashi were chol. They were not koidish. Zaitzchosa, you didn't have a Kodesh Borchi's name inside the Kameyas, and therefore you could leave them there. You have no heter to go and put them on Shabbos and to carry them back as a ungetina height. Aha. So Ibazoi, that was the nafkim between Chadushis and Yeshunas. In our Mishnah, we just had one mandiyama. It said, Yeshunois, you can, Chadushas nish. How can you tell the difference whether it's tefillin or kameya based on Chadushas, Yeshunois? So Rashi in the Mishnah said the following. If the ritzuos are open, then you can see on the ritzu itself. As is an altar port tefillin, you can see the impression, the roishim, made after so many years of having the kesher made on these ritzuos. Even after you unbind, you undo the kesher, you still see where the kesher was, because that's a natural thing. Mashenkin, if it's brand new tefillin and you open up the kesher, you cannot tell whether or not this is real tefillin or whether this is just a kameya. Therefore, the Mishnah said, Yeshunois, you can tell it's tefillin, you can see the impression on the ritzuos, but the chadoshes, you can't. I'm afraid, efsha, maybe this is a kameya. We had a machloikis in the Braisa, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, where Reb Meir says, Echad chadoshes, v'echad yeshonos, it's all the same, you are allowed to wear them back in shtut. And the Gemara said, what's the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Where the mar sava torach inish, or mar sava loy torach inish. One man the Yama holds that a person who makes a kameya might be matriach to make the kameya in the form of tefillin, and therefore you gotta inspect, you gotta be careful. Don't just tamazoi start putting on anything that you find that looks like tefillin. Maybe it's only kameya. And the other man, Yamazuktuch, no, a person is not gonna be matriach. Well, dry stack up. A person's gonna make a kameya, pinkton machan, atzura, tefillin. You know how difficult it is to make tefillin. Medabatim machan, medagansinishta, kainfachazach. So therefore you don't have to worry. So that was the machloikis v'mangalent, nechdebus is gabe.
Tefillin is there is a tefillin shel rosh and a tefillin shel yad.
Correct.
Usually that comes in zugos.
Correct.
Very sad zugos. Kameyas never just individual. You could recognize there is one doesn't have a pair.
Gabi,
the way the ritzias are bound, you also can recognize whether it's a rosh or a. But a kameya is just two.
Gabi is incorrect. Normally, a kameya is only just worn around the neck, like a necklace type of thing, not on the arm. Number one, efsha sedulep is kabbalistin that make kameyas for the arm too. Or maybe taka they only found a shorosh, and now the shorosh also it's mutl bebizoyin. So you have to go and carry it back and put it on the head and bring it aside. So here, if you have a shorosh, which is the ritzuas are open, if you could tell asataka shorosh, I see the kesher there. then you can go and put it back. However, carry it back by wearing it. However, if you find the shorosh, it's totally open, and I don't see any roshim of a kasher, maybe that's not a real tefillin, it's only a kameh. That's the way the Gemara Mitrashi learned yesterday. But now we're going to have a brand new way of learning, starting on the fourth line. The Hashta de Tani Avua de Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. Avua de Shmuel said a brand new pshat in Chadoshes v'Yishonis, having nothing to do with Kameyas, nothing to do with being Matriach Yod Zinisht. What is the pshat? Eilehen Yishonis. Yishonis means Kol Yishyesh Ben Ritzuais U'mikusharais. Not only are there the tefillin straps, but in fact they are tied in the form of the kesher that you see the dalid in back. You see the yud on the shalyad.
Like we do.
Chadoshes means yesh behen ritzuais veloy mikushareis. That it has taka ritzuais, but they're not tied. So what's the machloikis? The machloikis is whether or not you're allowed to carry back the tefillin without them being mikushareis. In other words, since we had a machloikis whether Shabbos man tefillin or even Shabbos lav zman tefillin, if Shabbos man tefillin, the Gemara holds it's only a kiyum mitzvah if you do it with the kesher, and even if Shabbos lav zman tefillin, it's only a tachshit if you wear it the way you wear it when you are mekayim the mitzvah with a kesher. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to go and bring in the chadoshes because the chadoshes are untied. What are you going to do to go and put them on? You're going to tie it. You're now going to make a kasher on Shabbos. It's one of the 39 Avos Melachos. And therefore, that's the chashash. I have nothing to do with kameis. The chashash is that the person is going to come to go and tie a kasher shokiah. Nachmul?
Only
chadashis. That's chadashis.
You're
going to
tie
chadashis.
Think about an olden
that's built
that aren't the kushet, whatever.
No, that's the pshat. Nachmul. That's pshat of Avodishma. Avodishma, what's pshat in Yishonis in the Mishnah? Koshi Yesh Beretzuis, Umi Kusharis. That they're tied.
If they
did a kesher,
then they can't wear it because of that, not because of what the term.
The definition of the term Yoshin and Chodesh has nothing to do whether it's old or it's new. It could be 100 years old, it could be 10 minutes old. If it's Bekushar, the kesher right. Is there, that's okay. Yishonis, that fine. You can go and wear.
But he is never going to make a kesher Shakiyum because he wants to take it off.
Yeah, for sure. We don't mean this kesher shakiyomer. We mean the kesher that you have here in the back of the tefillin that the dalid and you have the yid. Kevainly, a person buys such a pair of tefillin, he leaves that kesher on forever and ever. Yeah. Sometimes you adjust it, you
also
make it bigger.
Also, the kesher.
If it's a kameya, it's not, and he finds
it. Don't do
it,
kameya.
We're finished. The kameya does you nechten. She's gestorben. The kameya is gestorben. Avu the Shmuel says that the machloik is yechadush and yeshunas has nothing to do with kameya. We assume that any time you look,
every time is tefillin.
Exactly. It looks like tefillin. It smells like tefillin. It feels like tefillin. It's tefillin. Ichtaf the Shmuel Ramadus is a kameya. So what's the chash? Chashash is in a case where there is no kesher, that the person is going to come to make a kesher on Shabbos. Why is he going to come to make a kesher on Shabbos? Because you're not allowed to wear the tefillin without a kesher. The only thing you have to understand is what's with the other man, the Yomar. The other man, the Yomar, also holds you have to make a kesher. So we're going to talk about that in a minute, Kava. But at the moment, the Gemara says, and therefore, since the machloikis has nothing to do with kameis, the kuliyama loy torah chinish, nobody holds that a person is matriach to go and make a kamei in the tzur of a tefillin. A person would have to be crazy to go and take a kamei and make a kamei is easy to go and make. You go and put an amulet and finish for $1, $5. It's a machat tefillin today costs $1,000.
The shape is different.
Yeah, was it
a kamei is just a little sack.
Yeah, it's a gerecht. According to the pshat of Nechten Zaytzechos, there were people that Dafka wanted to make the tefillin, the kmeya in the tzur of tefillin. Why they wanted to make it? I don't know. Sometimes you go to a fancy bar mitzvah celebration today.
We don't have such things as manazer, but it looks like maybe people wanted to make kashav it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like tefillin.
Yeah,
it's not the masses. It's not today.
Exactly. How you learn? Okay.
Today you hardly see a kameh at all.
Let's see if a little bit of this lift. Let's continue on. Break the Gemara. Says I wunderbar. I don't understand what the problem is. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, don't take back the chadoshes, leave it out there in the field? Einachanami, don't make a kasher. Lianvinu mianif, but you could still make an aniva. In other words, don't make a full fledged kasher. Just go and make some slip knot, like we make, people make their ties on Shabbos. Anybody say, you know, they make a tie on Shabbos? There probably are people that don't, but 99% of the people hold you allowed to. So go and make an aniva, and then slip together the kasher, nishmet hakasher, mit an aniva. Omer of Chizda, Zoy Semeres Aniva Psula Betzvilin. From this is a clear cut raya that Echanami Aniva doesn't do the trick. Aniva is not good for tefillin. You want to go and put on tefillin and you want to be yoytze the mitzvah. Or you want to go and wear it to go and save the tefillin from potential sakuna for the tefillin. Then what you got to do is you have to put on a proper kesher. If you wear it b'derech aniva, that's possible you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore it's not a tachshit, and therefore you cannot go and wear it on Shabbos in that form.
Excuse me, but if you're wearing it on Shabbos to save it from the zayon, you don't care about being mekayim the mitzvah, and you're only wearing it
so before tachshit. before you came, we said that there are two pshatim. Remember, we said in the Gemara yesterday and the day before, either that Shabbos is mantvilin or Shabbos loves mantvilin. If Shabbos is mantvilin, so then you are mekayim the mitzvah, you only mekayim the mitzvah, b'durach b'derach aniva. And if you do b'derach aniva, you're not yoitz, and therefore you cannot go and carry it. You can't wear it in that fashion because you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's a masri. And even if you hold that Shabbos loves mantvilin, so therefore it's b'chinas tachshit. It's only a tachshit if you wear it the same way that you wear it throughout the week. Throughout the week you had to wear it with a kesher. So on Shabbos you can only wear it together with a kesher. And if it's aniva psul batvil, you're not wearing your bederach that you're supposed to. It's not a tachshit, it's a masoi, you cannot do it. That's Rav Chizib Shat. Abai Omer, Rav Yudu Atame, Rav Yudu goes to Shittosoi. What's out Rav Yudu? The Omer, Aniva Kshira Ma'al Yisihi. Rav Yudu holds that a person, just like he's not allowed to make a kasher on Shabbos, he's not allowed to make an aniva on Shabbos, because he holds making a bow is the same thing as making a kasher. Tumanisht! So vayta, I'm stuck, I have no aitza with these tefillin chadoshes. Aha. So according to Abaya, now I understand the pshat and the Gemara very well, the machloik is between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. According to Abaya, Reb Meir holds that aniva is not considered to be a kesher me'alya, and therefore you could make an aniva bimkoim the kesher on Shabbos, and you can go and wear it back, even though you didn't make a proper kesher. Reb Abaye doesn't require for tefillin that it be a proper kesher. He holds aniva is kushe b'tefillin. It's only a Shabbos problem. Reb Meir holds aniva is nishka kesher. Make an aniva. Reb Yehuda says no. Even aniva is a kshir ma'al. You see, you're not allowed to do that. So that's the machloikis whether or not you can wear it back.
Was it there? Pshatim loisa yedechu yoytze that with an aniva. Is that what he would hold?
According to Abaye, because according to Rav Chizda, I know, but Rav Chizda says it's a matter of neither psula, but Abaye disagrees with that. Why does after Abaye come on to Nupshat? Abaye halta chaniva will be kushvetzum.
They're saying if you extend it, it's a gavaltig chiddush.
Aval, it's a kushvetzum. Aval meturach nishman karaniva. So therefore, the machloikis between Rav Chizda and Abaye is what's the problem with aniva?
And regularly, during normally.
So normally throughout the week you make a proper kesher. We don't make it because the soifer already made it. The batz machet to shingemach. But if it's open up, then you have to make a proper kesher. Put together the yid by the tefillin shuliyad and the dal by the tefillin shorosh, which is not so easy to make. A mem is a bisalaych. The dal is gushver. But anyway, it's gemacht. So suki moriyetz. Tama, so now based on what Abaye just said, Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, that Aniva Kshir Ma'al Yisihi, Tama Aniva Kshir Ma'al Yisihi. The reason why, according to Abaye, you cannot go and take Chadoshois and tie them up with a slip knot with an Aniva, because it's a Kshir Ma'al Yisihi. Halav Hochi, but if not, Onevluhu. If you didn't have a problem, then you could make an Aniva. In other words, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you have your Ritzuais, and somehow or other they fell apart, and you don't want to, you cannot make a kesher, and you want to make an aniva, smashem, it's okay. It's only Shabbos is a problem, because aniva is shemalis, but during the week it's okay. It's okay. You have to make a kesher! You can't go and make an aniva. Vinayin labar means that the beauty of the Ritzuais of the tefillin, where you see those oisius of the shame, of the yud, of the dalit on the bottom, and the dalit in the back, that noi, that beauty has got to be labar towards the outside. You should see the dalit, you should see the yud, as opposed to being concealed by being on the underside. So, how did you tell me you could make an aniva? What we're talking about is that avada, according to Abaye's pshat, that you can go and deal do with aniva, doesn't mean that you just go and somehow you just turn it around and put it on top of your head. It means that you make an aniva in the form of a kshira. Don't tie it very, very tightly, because if you tie it very tightly, then it's going to be a kesher. You do it on a loose fashion. Did you go and put it together? Loose height, this height's an aniva, and the, according to Abaye, that would be kosher. I'm sorry, Zach Mahmoud.
During the week, whatever reason you can't make a kasher, fine, it's a toifel.
Yeah.
You know, you mm-hmm. can fix it. It's Shabbos, it's a different inyan. It's an inyan of doing the melacha. You understand what I'm saying? It's not an inyan of tefillin so much. During the week,
it's a tikkun malach type thing.
Maybe in March, if you couldn't make the kasher, you make an aniva, then you can adjust it at some time. But Shabbos, the inyan of melacha on Shabbos.
That's exactly right. So Rabbi Dovid is explaining Zershein Abaye. Abaye is saying, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you cannot put the Chadoshes on Shabbos? You can't make a Kesher, make an Aniva. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Aniva also has the same status as a Kesher, the Gabi Hilchois Shabbos. What's the Gabi the Gantzavach? The Gantzavach in the Hanami, you can go and do it B'derech Aniva. Why doesn't the Halacha Moshina say you have to do it B'derech Kesher? Yeah, you can go and make the form of a kesher, make the nice yud, make the nice dalit in the back, but don't go and pull it tightly. Zolzana kesher shel kayuma, do it in a loose fashion so that you can unravel it on Motzei Shabbos.
You do on Shabbos, but during the week you have to even make a kesher.
Avada. Okay. Okay, so with this, we've concluded our shtickle. Bottom line is, we started off the machloikis of Meir Medvihida, the Gabi, the din of Chadoshois. Yesterday we said the Chadoshois, the problem is maybe it's a Kmeya. Today we said the problem with Chadoshois, maybe there's a Shaila that he's going to make a Kesher, or an Aniva, which is called a Kesher, the Gabi Rebihuda, on Shabbos. But now we're on to a totally different sugya. Related to Tvil. Yes?
I thought this whole thing was to try to figure out if
that machloikis is back in our Mishnah. We started off the Mishnah, we had a Tanakama and a Gamliel. Tanakama says that if you find a period on Gesundheit, two, Gesundheit again, three, four times, Gesundheit, Gesundheit, Gesundheit.
Oh, answer the question.
Okay. If you find Tvillin out in the field or out in the street, it's Bizoyan. Tosis said from another Gemara, we're afraid the dogs might come and bite into it and eat it up. What do you got to do about such a tefillin? So they said the Tanakama, wear them one pair at a time. If they're chas v'shalom, two, three, five pairs of tefillin, put on one pair, bring them home, come back again, put on another pair, etc., etc. Ram Gamliel said you can go and put on two pairs at one time. So pray the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikis? Why does the Tanakama say only one pair of tefillin? Why does Ram Gamliel say two pairs of tefillin? You remember we had five different mahalachim in explaining the machlokes. The first mahalach was whether there's only mokum to put one or there's mokum to put two pairs of tefillin. Okay, that's an easy mahalach. Then the Gemara said, no, that's not the reason. Machlokes is whether Shabbos is man tefillin or lav is man tefillin. According to the Tanakama, if you hold Shabbos is man tefillin, it's man tefillin, you can only wear one pair on Shabbos. Because you're going to put on two, you're going to be over on the din of Baal Toysif. So you can only put one at a time. According to Ram Gamliel holds Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Since it's not zman tefillin, your putting on tefillin is not going to be a hoisafa in the iser of Baal Toysif, because it's not the zman anyway. So he's just wearing l'shem tachshit. For tachshit, you can put on two tachshit. You don't have to put on one brooch, you can put on two brooches. Not just only one necklace, two necklaces. So that was, but here we're talking about something different. Here we're talking about that there's a difference between Chadoshis and Yishonis. That if you find the old pair of tefillin on the floor, like we just said, Machlekes Tanakama and Gamliel. But if you find brand new pair of tefillin, then according to Rabbi Yehuda bar Mishnah, then you cannot go and wear those tefillin home. Why can't I? So yesterday we said because if they're chadoshes, you don't see the impression of the kesher on the ritzuas. Ritzuas have been unraveled, you don't see the impression. Maybe this is not real tefillin, this is really a kamei, an amulet, you have no right. While the other man, the Yama, says, I'm not choishes, because like Torah Chinesh, a person is not going to waste his time to go make a fancy Yama in the Tzura Mitzvah. Today we said it has nothing to do with the Kameis. Today it has to do with the fact that if the Ritzua is unraveled, you cannot go and put it back together again, because you're not going to make a Kesher on Shabbos. And that's why the Buddha says you cannot go and wear it back, because that wouldn't be, if you hold that it's Taka Shabbos is Mantvilin, you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah by putting it on without making the Kesher. So therefore you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's a Masui. You're just carrying a bundle on your head. Or if you hold Shabbos is Lav's Mantvilin, the only heter to wear it would be because it's a tachshit. Tachshit means it's an ornamental thing. It's only ornamental if you're wearing it kederach that you would normally wear it b'choil when it's a mitzvah tefillin. Since during the week you wouldn't wear it when it's open, because you wouldn't be in the kind of mitzvah, it's not a tachshit if you wear it that way either on Shabbos. It's good.
I cannot convert a kameya for a tachshit.
You cannot convert a kameya for a tachshit. We had gerada in Masechta Shabbos that certain kameyas you're allowed to wear and certain kameyas you're not. If it's kameya min hamumcha, then you're allowed to. What's considered a mumcha, that if he already tried it out three times on this sickness,
it's
mechigabri, it's mechikameya. Okay, but here we're talking about, we don't even know if the kameya is an effective kameya. Maybe the whole thing is a fraud from one of these sorcerers, hand readers and card readers. Okay, I'm a gate weiter. So now we're going to talk about mina mumcha. You go into a tefillin store and you see that the tefillin soicher is nishkaza mar beravashi nishkaza groisa tamar chochem, and you're afraid that the ganze tefillin over here may be gepachkit to stuff and it's not really tefillin. So if you want to know for sure of the tefillin are kosher, you got to be boidik them. So as we know, normally for a din of chazaka you have to have three. So you should be boidik shayim shel yad v'yachas shel roish. Exactly. He says to the storekeeper, please show me three batim altogether. You don't have to look at three pairs, but three batim. I want to see two batim of a roish and one bias of a yad, or two batim of a yad and one bias of a roish. Frank Tigmar, I don't understand this cheshvin of the 2+1. If the seller, he gets his tefillin supplier is only one soifer that writes all of the tefillin that this person sells. Livdoik oishulish shol yad oishulish shol roish. Why does he have to go and inspect davka 2+1? Why can't he go inspect 3 shol yad or 3 shol roish? The ikar is that you want to come on to a chazak of 3. Okay, if it's all one soifer, let him ask. Go and show me 3 batim shol yad or 3 batim shol roish, and I'll check those. What's that? 2+1. Elamai. Maybe this tefillin soicher, he has several sofrim and batim machas that work for him. In other words, he's a wholesaler and he gets from different suppliers. It's called chad v'chadli boy bedika. It doesn't help if you only check 3 batim. L'choy, you have to go and check every single bias that's being sold. Because maybe he receives from 10, 15, 20, 50 sofrim v'vaisvifel. So what's helped us that you have 3? 3 is no chasaka. Every maloil mechad gavrizov. Emerson, he only sells from one person. If that's the case, we said, why can't you go and do 3 shol yads or 3 shol roishes? Ube'in the mismachi b'shol yad, u'b'shol roish. I want to see that the sofer that put together the batim was a mumcha both in yads and in roish. Like the Gaba said before, after all, there are differences between the shol yad and the shol roish, both in the bias itself. As you'll notice, the bias of the shol roish has those charitzin, because it's really 4 separate compartments which are collapsed and pressed together as one, while the shol yad is only one bias, as well as their different klafim. In the Shoroish, in every compartment you have one klaf, those you have the 4, and that's why the difference between Rashi and Beit HaTam, the order of which parashi you put into the 4 klafim, into the 4 compartments on top, while the Shulyad is all one langa klaf, it's not 4 separate ones. Anyway, so you want to make sure that this fellow knows what he's doing. If that's the case, it's not enough just to do 3 shoroishes or 3 shalyads. You want to do 2 of one and 1 of the other to make sure that he knows what he's doing by both shalyads and shalroish. Freiti Gemara, Eini, Sidach Nishta Zoi, Vatoni Rabba Bar Shmuel Betfilin. Rabba Bar Shmuel et Gahata Braisa, Vushte the Gabi Tfilin, Boidik Shaloish Shalyad Vishalroish. You have to be Boidik 3. The Gemara assumes not and, but or. You're boidik 3, either of the shal yad or the shel rosh. My love isn't the poshim pshat in this brisa. Oy shol the shel yad, oy shol the shel rosh, and not like Rav Chizib said b'shem Rav 2 + 1. And to my light, shol rosh mehen shel yad mehen shel rosh. In other words, this price you have to put a comma. V'atoni Rav Shmuel betfilin, you have to be boidik shol rosh comma. How much comma C-O-M-M-A, not comma chuf memhe, that you have to be boidik 3. How are you boidik 3? Shom sharosh, so yeah, a mixture, two of this, one of the other. But we're not talking about a case of 3, dafka, 3 of this or 3 of that. It can be 2 and 1 is also. Not also, but it has to be 2 and 1. Frank Timara, Votani Rav Kahana betfilin, boidik shtayim, shal yad, vishal rosh. You don't have to do 3. 2 is enough. 1 of Yad, 1 of Roish, or 2 of Yad, 2 of Roish, but you only have to 2. And here we have Rav Chizam Rav says you have to do 3. That's the famous Rebbe. That's the famous Rebbe, even though we always talk about you have a Chazaka of 3, but Rebbe respectfully disagrees. You find Rebbe, of course, in Baba Basra. But mainly the Gabi that didn't chesed sabatim, it has to be 3 years, 2 years, how many times? The Gabi Chazaka, also the Gabi Isha Katlonis, etc.
The Gabi Asher Amiyad. Also, if the 2, if the 3.
There's Eget. So you're saying that this is like the mayor holds it, Chashin Lemiyutah for the 2, you know, 3. Good. This is Rebbe. But anyway, the Ma says, according to Rebbe, you only have to have 2. Zayi get to the Brisa says, you only have to be boidik 2. Freit Yimura. Ir Rebbe Eima Seif. Let's look at the Seif of that Brisa which we just brought. V'chein b'tzeves hasheni, v'chein b'tzeves hashlishi. The word tzeves we had already in our Mishnah is tzvosim. Tzvosim means peklach, bundles or packages of tefillin. That what? That if you have a second bundle of tefillin, and you have a third bundle of tefillin, that you have to be boidik in the second bundle, and you have to be boidik in the third bundle. You have to be boidik in the third bundle? The Rebbe, shlishimi islay. Does Rebbe hold you have to be boidik more than 2? After 2, you're done. You only need a chazak of 2. Why do you have to go and be boidik the third bundle? Everything Gemara, because moi de Rebbe betzvasim de mitrei tzlosa gavri's oven. The fact that you're talking about bundles means, by definition, that there's so many tefillin, it wasn't one cipher. One cipher couldn't write so many tefillin over 10 years. You have to have that. There are many bundles because they came from taka, from multiple suffering. From Reuven, from Shimon, from Levi, from Yehuda. Ah, and therefore, even though you inspected bundle number 1, which was tefillin from Reuven, but that doesn't tell you about the tzvos in the bundle of Shimon. And that doesn't tell you about the bundle of Levi. So therefore you have to be boidik every bundle. The first, the second, and the third. But obviously the obvious question is, but in fact, if you're talking about multiple sofrim, 3 bundles doesn't do the trick. Because if they're 5 bundles, maybe they're from 5 sofrim. And if they're 10 bundles, maybe from 10 sofrim. Is he hachi afil revi nami v'afil chmi shinami? Should have to be bundle number 4 and number 5 and number... This is Gabi, isn't it?
Is that personal thing?
Yes, personal.
You said, I bought film.
Baruch Hashem.
So I went into the place.
Yeah.
The cipher was bringing one and showing us it was kosher. No, I didn't look at it whether it's kosher or not kosher.
Yeah.
And then he brought another one. I like better this, the writing of this. Uh-huh. So you are abiding not just because you whether it's kosher or not kosher. So that's the reason you are abiding 2 or 3 or 4. To find the nicest script.
Yeah, that's also good.
It's also good,
Gabba. Gabba is incorrect. If you want to have a Zamehid, shine a parishes, it shouldn't be a Zoy Gishrim.
Not the kashrus.
Yeah, you wanted kashrus, you wanted the Mehid.
Nishka.
Nishka Mochko Koparash, Gabba. Nishka Mochko Koparash. It was a Mazai shine.
We're talking about a
Chum.
The size of the.
The film also Zana get the size. Zan for Erlich Hasoif. I'm afraid the other shot.
This is in this whole conversation. Conversation you said on a
sefer
is not a
mumcha. We're talking about that the seller is not a mumcha. Since he's not a mumcha, I cannot look at his beard and say, "I look like the Ner Lechid." That he knows, or I can start asking him questions. Tell me, do you know the Mishnah Berurah Siman Lamed Vov? Sif Kutin does exactly what the shape of the yud, the shape of the chav, how many tagan has to have on the top, on the bottom. Advice, you know, he's a nice guy, wearing a nice yarmulke.
He's a merchant,
you know, he's a soichen, very good. So now I have to make sure that the tefillin are good, so I have to open him up. Not that each one of us will go and show it to a professional soicher, and he'll look at it and he'll say, "Yo, this is fine, this is good."
You all buy the film by a mumcha.
Usually,
I hope nobody goes to a store.
You don't take a pair of tefillin and you open it. You have the
Kippur, you'd be so sick and full of Kippur.
What happened?
You could almost fall.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
You're laughing.
Yeah, okay, this is how you get. Anyway, we're getting back to our Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Vata Nochmu. So, according to Rabbi, since it says in this braisa that if you have from multiple gavri, you have to inspect not only number two, but also number three. It's not only number three, it's also number four and number five. Vusep is, why did Rebbe stop at three? Everyone, Einachanami, you're right. According to Rebbe, you'd have to go and inspect the fourth bundle and the fifth bundle. All Rebbe was trying to tell you is, in the Reisha, when we were talking about that I bought it from a Soicher that only receives his tefillin from one supplier, from one Soicher, as soon as I look through two pairs and they look fine, or two batim look fine, Shoyinik, I don't have to go beyond that, Shoyinik, because he already has mumchias, I have a chazoka after two. But if you're buying among bundles of tefillin, where now I have to assume it's not from one soifer, it's from multiple soferim, then I have to be boidik every single one of the bundles. So why did he say only three bundles? He's saying three, that here I don't have my standard halacha of chazoka bishtayim. Because see, I can't rely on chazoka, just because Reuven does a great job, and Shimon does a great job, Levi may be the gres tamuritz, Yehuda can say nocha gres tamuritz. So therefore you have to go and inspect every one.
So every bundle is a different cipher.
Every odd dazoi. That's what the Gemara said. By the bundles, it comes from two or three. So the ratio, the Braise is talking about one cipher. Cipher, the Braise is talking about multiple cipher. Multiple cipher, and you have to
because
go inspect
each
one.
Each thing had a few cipher in a bundle. You have to check every.
Every tefillin, absolutely, sure, sure.
Why do I care? I want to buy one pair, and this pair is good.
Gabi, you're right. If he only wants to go and buy one pair of tefillin, no problem.
Yeah.
But you want to know whether this person has mumchias. I'll tell you.
Give me ashkacha of other people to go and buy.
I don't want to use the word ashkacha. Rabbi Kohn, it's on the Neve. You have people here in Shul, and they come over to the Rav, and they said, Rav, here at Westside Judaica, they're selling pairs of tefillin. Can I go and rely on the pieces from? There's no ashkoch, I don't see it. Batats, I don't see it. From Ravos, I don't see it. From here, from there. Kwaishish, can I go and buy the tefillin? So the Rav says, no problem. I'm going to go into the store. I'll come back tomorrow. So he comes back the next day and he says, I didn't look through every single pair of tefillin, but I heard that he only gets from one cipher. He doesn't get from 12 cipher, only from one cipher. Good. So therefore, I was boiding three batim. Two batim of a shalyad, one by is a shalosh, or two batim of a shalosh, a shalyad. Says, that's enough. You don't have to be boiding all 50 pairs of tefillin. If you were boiding three batim and they all look good, and he told you it's all from one cipher, Rabbi say, everybody can buy from the West Side Judea, Ka'alim min tefillin. That's what Rav Chizda Omer Rav can say. Not, I'm not telling you, I'm just giving it as an example.
I wouldn't go to buy.
Okay. Okay, let me get back to it. Whoever's listening on the tape, this is not meant to give an endorsement or chas v'shalom to challenge. Let's go back. In the end of our Mishnah began. Everybody said, look back in the Mishnah for a second. Reb David, look in the Mishnah. Tzadik Hei Omer Aleph. The Letz Tashira. Tzadik Hei Omer Aleph. 95a. The Mishnah began, the person should wear them zug zug. 95a. A means on the Omer Aleph. Now the last line. B'matzon tzivasim oy krichois. Then you don't put them on one at a time or two at a time like Rambam Gamliel, but rather machshich alein umevien. Stay there with the tefillin. Guy nishavek. You find a whole bunch of tzvasim, a whole bunch of krichais. Stay there and wait until Matzah Shabbos, and then you'll bring them all home. Aha, okay. So the first thing Mara wants to know is, what's the touch of tzvasim and what's the touch of krichais? So we already said by tzvasim it means bundles. Krichas are also bundles. So what's the difference between ein bundle and nocha bundle? Right, you want my tzvasim or my krichas? I'm Rav Yirom Rav. Hein ein tzvasim, hein ein krichas. The emes of these two words are synonymous, but they're not exactly identical. There is a difference. Tzvasim are zuvi zuvi or zugi zugi, which means that you had lamosha, lamizogin. This person had altogether the soicher who's selling, or the person who finds it in the street. There were altogether five pairs of tefillin, 10 batim altogether, right? Five shalyads, five shalroish, together you had 10. Tzvasim means that they were initially bundled one pair, one pair, one pair, one pair, and now the bundle took all the five pairs together and bundled them all together as one. But when you unbundle the big bundle, then you find one pair, another pair, another pair. Five times two. Masha'enkin, by kricha is the kricha tuva. All ten are together like one big chulin. You didn't have two, 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 or one pair, one pair, one pair, but you have ten, five shoyad, five shoroshes all in one mishach, not angetiled separately in different pairs. So you learn to Rashi. Okay. We can write machshir aleihem mevia. That what should you do? You find these ten. No, not necessary, because this is still the same. Machshech aleinu meivian. You sit there and wait until it's dark, and then you bring them home. Feitimar v'amai lailinu zugzug. So okay, fine. So you find a bundle of five pairs. So go five times back and forth. Put on one pair, bring it home, go back, go back. What's the problem? If there are enough pairs and there is enough time that I can go and wear them back and forth within the time period and it's before Shkia, then you should take do it that way.
Talking about Erev Shabbos?
We're talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos.
Oh, this is Shkia of Matzah Shabbos.
Shkia of Shabbos, far Matzah Shabbos. For some Chassidim, Taka Shkia is already Matzah Shabbos. But Bederek Law, we're talking about Shkia, which is on Shabbos itself. Now, Machniz Zug Zug, if you have enough time, put on one tefillin at a time, go back and forth. V'iloy, but what happens if there are 100 pairs of tefillin Cholila that are there? Or if he comes across a tefillin, it's 5 minutes before Shkia time. He doesn't have enough time to go back and forth, even for three pairs or five pairs. So what should you do? Machshalim Mevian. Since anyway the final pair you're not going to be able to bring on Shabbos. Anyway you're going to have to do it on Matzah Shabbos. So just wait until you have all the Matzah Shabbos and bring them all home at
like
one
a
time.
Practical thing.
Very practical thing. The Mishnah sometimes tells you practical things. Okay. Now this was the halacha of the Tzvasim and the Krichas. But then the Mishnah said, Ubi Sakone Mechasan Bahoilech. If there's a Sakona, don't wait there nicely and sit there saying Tillim or going over the daf in your mind, because after all, this is the Torah Baal Peh. Instead of that, the Sakona Mechasan, cover them nicely, Ichweis with whatever you find there, leaves, a Sashmata, whatever, go and cover it nicely, Bahoilech, and Kai Hoilech, Kai Vek. Aha. Faith Yimara, that's the Eitza, but Tanya, we learned in a Braisu, but Sakona, Melichon, Pochis, Pochis, Meyar, Bahamas. If this is Sakona, go and wear the pierce of Tefillin and wear it slowly. Go less than 4 Amis at a time.
Maybe it means you even carry it, Pochis.
Right, exactly. If you're going to Pochis, Meyar, Bahamas.
Fine, mask him, you're right, that's what I meant. You're right, I'm sorry. Not that you wear them. Did you carry them? Pochis, Pochis, Meyar, Bahamas. Absolutely right.
But, so, it might look bad. And then people will think that it's okay.
Okay, so wait till the Omer.
Slowly.
So now the question is, why does our Mishnah give one Eitzah for Sakana, and why does the Braisa give another Eitzah? So Machloikis, what's going on? Omer, this is Machloikis, Machloikasha. Hub is Sakana's Nachri, Hub is Sakana's Listen. Now Rashi has two Pshatim. We're going to learn the second Pshat of Rashi, because Rashi is not happy with the first Pshat. Therefore, don't look at the Rashi in Omer Aleph, because Rashi in Omer Bey says, forget about it. Rashi says that the first Sakana's Nachri is referring to our Mishnah. And we're not talking about a private Nachri, we're talking about a Gentile government. And that Gentile government has made Agzeira, Rabbo Yisai, don't wear tefillin anymore. And anybody that's caught with tefillin in his hands under his Rishus, Chas V'Shalom, Achaz Dosai. Ay. Therefore, don't sit around next to the tefillin, because the policeman from the government is going to come by. Hey, what if... Oh, tefillin. Why are you a tefillin yid? Chulim Chas V'Shalom. Yeah, exactly. The same type of situation.
That was the story.
Yeah,
it was under the Romans.
Mask and mask. So therefore, what should you do? Cover it up and hoilich kaitzavek. Because if you're going to stick around over there, it's villain. Chuliv any second sakana. Schnell, kaitzahein. That's talking about Azamin sakana. The second sakana of the Braise, sakana Malichan, is talking about that you had hold up nickers. You had listim. Listim in here, we don't mean only listim that they're going to take your money. We're talking about your money or your life. If they don't get the money, then chas v'shalom, they're here on iski nefashis. So therefore, in such a case, what you should do is, you should go and take the tefillin, and go, pachas, pachas, me'ar ba'amis, you can go home. You don't have to worry about that the government is going to go and find you the tefillin, because the government didn't make any takana. The government is fine. You can wear tefillin like I'm to a guy. Even Shabbos and Yom Tov, they don't worry about yours. man tefillin, nish man tefillin. You can wear tefillin as much as you want. However, al tisakanef in the listim, then there's no reason why you should go and sit there and wait. If you chas shom, if you sit there and wait, says Rashi, the listim going to find you. Ah, yidul, no, give me your money. I don't have any money. Why? It's Shabbos. Ah, Shabbos, Shabbos. And then chas shom, that would be the end of the guy. So therefore, he should go home, mitnam the tefillin. How can you go and take home the tefillin? You know that, you should go with bochus, bochus, midal rabbis. Okay. Zokti Mori has Omar Lei Abaye. The Mayu Kipra Masis and Yuzetstein our Mishnah, this Akonas Oidigilula means that the government said don't wear tefillin, don't have tefillin. Amos Sefer, let's go back to the Sefer of our Mishnah, which we did not quote before. This is already on 95b, no longer on A. Amos Sefer Shteitat. Reb Shimon Oimer, Noislin Lechabere, Bechabere Lechabere. That what you should do is, if you have a whole group of people, line them up one after the other, 5, 10, 20 people, and each one of them, they shouldn't go and carry, but rather they should hand it over to the next guy, to the next guy, to the next guy. Each one will be bochus bochus, but not that he carries it bochus bochus, but each one of them carries it bochus bochus. And if you have enough people, they don't even have to carry it at all. They're just handling it over. Here, nemes, nemes, and it keeps on going.
Like doing the Zrika Saddam.
Say, I get with the Kalim, very good. So you have a human chain, and those if you're talking about in the case of our Mishnah, what's our Mishnah talking about? That's the Siddur Hashem, the government gazer against anybody caught with tefillin. If you're going to have 100 people all taking the tefillin one after the other, word is going to be coming out any second. People are going to hear, what's against 100 people, human chain? Oh, the tefillin. Tefillin. And the Hashem, the gendarme, the cops are going to come. You have to add a few words to our Mishnah. It says the Tanakamanachamul that if you come across many tzvos and many peklach of tefillin and chasasholim, it's a shasa sakona. What you should do is mechason, go and covert over and hoylach and gaitzahim. That's Tafka when the Sakana has to do with the regirung, with the government. Then Hoylech Shnel Gaitzahim. But Sakana's listed. If the problem that you're worried about is that there are going to be Chas Sholem killers that are on the loose, so then what you should do is, says the Tanakama, Melichan Pochas Pochas Midal Ramis, you should do like the Braisa says, that you should go and carry them. You know, they're carrying Shabbos and Shasarabim, so go and carry it slowly. Another three amas, until you get home, and don't sit around waiting with the tefillin, because Chas Shalom, there are listim
around. And the Shimon holds the other thing.
Okay. Yes, yeah, Gamba Vada, we want you to say something.
In the beginning, we were worrying about the tefillin. Mm-hmm. We were worrying that the tefillin will be...
Bezoyan.
Bezoyan and dogs will come.
Exactly, etc.
And now we are worrying about the persons.
Absolutely right, Gamba.
So it's a completely two different things.
Einacham, Gamba is in Kirach. And that's what the Mishnah Taka said on Daf Tzadikei. The Mishnah first started off, I'm worried about Bizoin of Tefillin. Samoit Tefillin Machnis and Zug Zug. If you find Tzvasim, a lot of shtick, a lot of bundles, you can't take them all before Shkia Sachama. So Machshech Alein, Umayvian, sit down there, wait until after Shabbos. Then Zug Mishnah, Ubi Sakona! Zug the Mishnah, Mechasen, go and cover them up. Vahoylech Loin Gaitzahim. Why do you cover them up? So it shouldn't be Bizoin. Avada would be better if you take them home by wearing them, by carrying them, etc. But you can't do that by the government
and the chisel. If we say a tekoneh, and the different rules if
there's
no school.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Earlier in the chapter, we had a case where there was a very valuable wallet lost, I think it's Caesarea. Rabbi Yochanan was matir, that you make like a human wall of people.
Right.
To kosos of people. If we have so many people, what's the problem, basically? You can have that. I mean, if you could do it for money, for a kiss, for a wallet, you can still do it for tefillin.
If you go back to the Mishnah on the fourth line of Yehuda Omer, Noisen Adam Chavius Lechaveri, Bechaveri Lechaveri. Not only do you say this by tefillin, and not only do you say it by a child, you say even by a chavius.
No, but that was much of handing over in a line. But here, they made the walls of people like a. Remember in the case of the...
No, that's to make a mechitza.
Mechitza, right. Make a mechitza of people, and that mechitza basically allowed them to, because of that valuable wallet, allowed them to...
I don't remember the case of a wallet.
He makes
they made it for a safe...
Yeah, but also for maybe there aren't that many people.
It was for Torah, and it said for water. I don't remember by a case.
No, it was a case of Caesarea. It was Rabbi Yochanan. It was Zamora. Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't a Mishnah.
Fine, okay. Maybe you didn't have enough people to go and bring it back. For a human...
There was much less people giving it one to the...
Exactly.
Exactly.
You have to have 100, 500, 1,000 people. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, the Gemara says now, so Vuzigiblim, said the Tanakama, therefore we've added a few words to our Mishnah. If the Sakana is the Sakana of the regiring of the government, what you should do is Machasan Vahilach, cover it up, and Schnell, Loifavek. If it's Sakana of Listim, then it's not a question of sitting there with your tefillin. You can't sit there with a tefillin, or you can't just go and cover it up. What you should have to do is you should go and be Moilichon, Pachas, Pachas, Medal Ramis. That's what the Tanakama says. Now Reb Shimon says, instead of being Moilich, have a human chain of one person after the other person. What's the machloik v'gimara b'maikam b'fligi? Marsav apochas me'arba amis odif. That one individual should carry it. Pachas pachas without amis is better. The amris nois lechaber 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 afshem milta de Shabbos. It looks like a pachisus kuvet a zilzil in Shabbos. It's bad enough that one person has to rely on this kula, on this leniency of going pachas pachas without amis. By having 100 people contribute and participate, each one goes home and the wife is going to say, "Nu chaim, this is nice and shtut. Oh, you didn't hear the story. There were tefillin, and how did we get the tefillin back? We had a human chain. 100 people participated. Really, 100 people had to be mechal Shabbos. It's not really." Because lesson four, So therefore, rather have one person.
Is that mutter to do that?
According to our Mishnah, only in the case, according to Reb Shimon, this is only mutter legabe tefillin, not by anything else. We're going to see another two man diyamrim legabe a child, and after legabe a chavis, but we're not up to that point yet. Umar sever nois lechaberi, or if it's better to give lechaberi, the amris moilichin pochas meyar bamis. We're going to tell one individual go and be moilich pochas b'mdal amis zimdalava daite. Maybe after all, he's not just walking 8 amis or 12 amis. He might have to walk 100 amis. So he has to make 25 stops each time a drop less than 4 amis. Maybe one of the 25, he's going to be thinking about the gemur. He's going to become a little spaced out, and he's going to go 5 amis. Ay, 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 I went more than 4 amis. Therefore, rather go and give it to multiple people, where each one will only be standing on his place, only walking up to half a step. You don't have to worry about the going more than 4 amis. And Amisha said the same thing applies not only to tefillin, b'chaim benoi, that if you have a benoi that you want to go and transport from the Rishus Ram to somewhere else, from a field to somewhere else, you can also do it by having up to 100 people, even more, but the Mishnah used expression on Meya, each one hands over the child, one to the other, to the other. Now the Gemara doesn't know what type of child we're talking about. Gemara, benoi, my boy Hassam, what's a child doing out there in the field that we're going giving him one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other? The husband and wife are walking an Eishpatsir on Shabbos Kodesh. And the woman is in a 9th month, and she assumed that everything was fine. And then Plitzling, she's out in the field, and guess what happens? Boom! She gives birth. Mendy wasn't there to go and do Hatsula work. And so therefore, Baruch Hashem, the baby and the mommy are Baruch Hashem gizint and fine and vile, and they clam to the masim at the umbilical cord. There shouldn't be a sakuna. Else is git. But now you can't leave the child out there in the field. You have to go and bring the child home. The child, unfortunately, is not able to walk at this point, because the child was just born. So what should you do? Now, if sakonis nefoshis pikuach nefesh, then you can go and hire an airplane and you can go and take it. That's not a problem. We're talking about there was no clear pikuach nefesh, but you don't want a child like that sitting out in the field, lying there, because it might calmly be pikuach nefesh. So what you do, if you have a whole bunch of people, instead of having one person go and carry in Shabbos, you hand it over, according to Reb Shimon, one to the other, to the other, to the other, even meya ish. Or maya filahim maya. Why does the Mishnah say, the Avagav, the Kashla Yuda, even though we know for the development of a little baby, it's not so good that he should go from hand to hand to hand. Somebody might have germs and somebody might not hold him properly. In Islam, it's like the Brisim where they go and give 100 chaykis, 100 hagushes. This is a mitzvah, yet I hate a little obsessed kibbutz. But you're talking about a brand new baby, you're going to hand it over one to the other. It's a nisha zoi glach. For the hochi hardi, for nevertheless, that's still a better tzakonan than saying that the father or somebody else should go and carry it. Pochus, pochus, Midal Ramis, rather Saka do it 100 people, and everybody should be careful. Be careful when you're holding the baby. Padif. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, no, he said, Adam Chavius, not only in the case of Tefillin and the case of the newborn child, but even a Chavius, you can go and do one to the other, because it's always Pachos, Pachos, then Dal Ramis. However, the key to the next Shikhu Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda ends off, Vafilu Chutz L'Tchum. Even if you transport this chavius more than 2,000 amis, as long as you had 2,000 people, each one handing it over to the next one, the next one, the next one, not a problem.
Who does it belong to, by the way?
Well, we're going to talk about that. Amr Leisetachom said, you're not allowed to transport anything beyond the tchum of its balam. If the balam only have 2,000 namas, all balam only have 2,000, I feel a mit an eidif, so you have 4,000 namas, but you can't go beyond that 4,000 namas wherever the balam are able to go and walk. So how can you go and say chutz l'tchum? If you don't chas v'shalom, I can take chutz l'tchum. So the Gemara wants to explore how does that work. In other words, the Gemara is assuming they have a minute, perhaps what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that only a person has a tchum, but objects don't have tchumen. So therefore you can transport an object from here to Canarsie, and Shabbos is not a problem. You don't worry about tchum. From here to Canarsie is probably not a problem anyway. It's probably in the same city. Anyway, but the point is, that when you're talking about Kalim, it does have a tchum. It doesn't have its own tchum, but it has a tchum of its balam. So there is a balam somewhere that owns this chavius, whoever it is, whether it's Reuven, Shimon, or Levi. So why does it say in the Mishnah that you can go and take it beyond the tchum of its owner? Chulila, you know how to take it beyond the tchum of its owner. That's the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Shlok Mishum Levi Sabah Maiskinan Bimaoran Michavius Lechavius. Although the Lashon Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda says Noisen Odom Chavius also Mechaber Lechaber Lechaber Lechaber, he doesn't mean that you transport the barrel. He means that you transport the contents of the barrel. And as we'll see in the Gemara, most of the time we think of wine. The Gemara Gradus says we're talking about water, but the point is that you go and pour the liquid over from one barrel to the next, to the next, to the next. So you have 100 people, all of them are waiting here from before Shabbos afternoon to be Mekayim our Mishnah. Each one of them is holding on to a barrel. I mean, why would you hold a barrel on Shabbos? Because to have the case of our Mishnah. So the first one's barrel was full of liquid. All the others were empty.
Maybe it's water. That's the reason.
Avada. So we're going to talk about later B'Shiara, about the Munkim. So then what happens is, so Reuven says, I want to take this water all the way to my house. I'm not allowed to go and carry it. I'm going to go and pour it into the second barrel, the third barrel, the third into the fourth barrel, and so on and so forth. Even though the final barrel, the 18,000th barrel, is already beyond the Tchum Shabbos, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because by the Haimis and by Kailim Sitaka do a din of Tchum like the Balam. But nisht by Vasa, not by liquid. Liquids are not solid, they're not tangible like a solid, therefore there is no din of tchumen. Where do we find this in
only
Yehuda?
Water? Only water, he says, they're not for wine, for instance.
No, the reason why the Gemara chaps on water is because the next case did not. Rabbi Yehuda poitim b'mayim neisha ein behem mamish. What is this all talking about?
That was a straight mission.
What is that mission all about? That mission about is that you have a person that wants to bake a challah or a cake or whatever it happens to be. Okay, the person didn't have enough ingredients, so the baker borrowed some water from one and borrowed some lemushel, some kemach, some flour from another, put together the water and the flour, made into a beautiful challah and a beautiful cake. And we're talking about lemushel yontif, because Shabbos, of course, you're not going to do that. And now it's yontif also has a din of tchum. So now I have my cake or my challah. How far can I transport it? So the Gemara doesn't quote the other mandiyama. The other mandiyama says it's like a chamer gamel. Means chamer gamel. What happens if one woman, her tchum is in one direction, 2,000 amas? The other woman who had the kemach has her direction, the other 2,000 amas. So you can't go and take this cake towards the right, because then you'd be over on the tchum of the left. You can't take it to the left and be over on the tchum on the right. It's chamer gamel, you have to eat it there where the baker is baking it. Don't mazitzel, ma'essen, macha moitze, macha mazoinis. Eat it on the spot. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the one that supplied the water, forget about. Point of my mission, my mamish. Water is not tangible. You don't have to. Water doesn't have din of tchumen. So wherever the other person, the other lady that supplied the kemach, that's the tchum. Okay, so far so good. But for Eitimara, but the Chachamim said, Amru loy loy tihalach zu chutz me tchum from the bottom. My loy tihalach zu. Tehalach Zu is mashma, we're talking about the barrel itself, and you're talking about the contents of the barrel. Anymore, that's what I talk about. Tehalach mashe bezu yoyis meragde balam. Not only tehalach zu that this chavi shouldn't go beyond the tchum, but the mashe bezu, the contents of the chavi shouldn't go yoyis meragde balam. Fine, good teretz so far. Pray tomorrow. Good teretz. Aim the shamus later be Uda hech the beli and beisa hech the isna beinayu mi shamus lay. When did the Uda say his svara? When the water is non-existent. After you mix the water together with the kemach and you make a beautiful chali, you make a beautiful cake. Do I see any more water? Not a drop of water. All I see is something which is solid and hard. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the water has dissipated, disappeared, non-existent, forget about it. You don't have to worry about the woman's tchum, the one that supplied the water. You only have to worry about the one that supplied the kemach. But here you're talking about this water in a barrel, and you're taking the water from one to the other. This is in the Eimba Mamish. It's liquid, it's wet. What do you tell me, Eimba Mamish? Moreover, I'll bring you a raya that there's a difference between the chalu or cake and water when it's in liquid form. Hashtab kedeira, Amr Yehuda. Loibatli beinayu batli. Madach Yehuda, when it's talking about a din of a kedeira, he holds it's not bottle. Here, when it's and it's bottle, well, what do you mean kedeira? The sign of Yehuda, I'm the same Rabbi Yehuda. Maim umelach betailan beisa. The maim umelach, when it comes into isa, it's bottle, mavotel, ka'afa, the aris, and you do meh, forget about it. There's no din of tchum. The ain betailan be kedeira mepnei roidfa. But if you put the same water, instead of putting it into a challah, you put the water into a pot roast to go and cook a roast, and now in a chanami you don't see the water anymore, but you see the delicious sauce. Well, now it's zoftotush, and now it's zoftot, you have the roitfa. Roitfa means all the sauce. That sauce, says Rabbi Yehuda, is vanish bottle. Those are chosh of a sauce, and therefore there is a din chum Shabbos. So madach, when the water is no longer, when it's in a roitfa form, when it's a sauce, you still tell me that there's a din of tchum. So when it was in its original, ben avad is a din of tchum. So therefore, this pshat l'choyre doesn't hold water. El amar Rava, habach yetzah naye pshat. Hach b'chav yishek konz shvisa, umayim shloy konz shvisa skin. Brand new pshat, nothing to do with water disappearing in b'mamish. We're talking about that the chavis had shvisa, and the mayim did not have shvisa. Now the chavis had shvisa because it belonged to Yankel, to Reuben, to Shimon. Why didn't the water have shvisa? Says Rashi, like we had a brice earlier on in Daf Mem Vav that everybody will remember, that if a person wants water on Shabbos and he passes by Nahoris HaMoshchen or Mayonis HaNoivim, stay dot in the Mishnah, the brice Ari Hen Keragli Kol Adam, that if a person were to go and draw water on Shabbos or on Yom Tov from Nahoris, from rivers or from Mayonis, the Gemara says over there it's Keragli Kol Adam. Why don't you say that he has a Din Kinyan Shvisa where the water was at the time of Ben Hashmoshes and Erev Shabbos? See, Gemara said because it's not even, because it's taka moving. So even at Ben Hashmoshes, it's a moving target. It never was staying in place. It's never stationary. So it's not Kone Shvisa. Aha. Okay. So this person on Shabbos drew the water. He drew the water in a way that it's not a problem. In other words, it's not a problem where he took the water from Rishis Yochat, he made some sort of makeshift machitzas around it. So there was no problem in the drawing of the water. This water does not have a din of tchum. Because it's like hefker in a sense, that what the kiragli kaludim, whoever draws the water and takes the first possession of it, it's that person's shvisa. Aha. Okay. So lamasa, so I have a chovis that belonged to Reuven, brand new water that they just drew now, which didn't have a kinyan shvisa from the day before. And such a case, then the water certainly doesn't have a tchum haltach the Gemara, doesn't have a tchum. But even the chavius, there won't be a problem with the tchum. Why won't there be a problem with the chavius? Because the chavius is just a medium to transfer the water, to transport the water. Since it's only a medium to transport the water, it becomes bottle to the water. When do you ever have such a svar? Yeah, we had this svar. The bottle of chavius, the gabi maim, kid it not. Hamoitzi hachai b'mita, a person who's carrying a chai, a labor day, in a meter. Potter, now you're not allowed to go and do that on Shabbos, but if you did it, you're potter.
For instance, it's the same thing.
Exact same thing. Now the question is, why are you allowed to go and carry a chai? You're not allowed to carry a chai. But yeah, but why are you potter? Because chai noisi esatzmai. But that's legabe the chai. The chai is noisi esatzmai. But what about the bed? The bed is not noisi esatzmai. Take the chai off and say, bed, come on, stop moving. The bed is nishkai. The bed is inanimate. But the loch is, it's potter afalamidim nishamita tfeilalai. The same thing, a moitzi achlin puchas mikashir. It's less than a groigris lamashal. Okay, and you took it bikli. Ulta pater afal kli. Aye, the kli is nishkan oichlin. Why you put the kli? Nisha kli tofalai. So the same thing over here. The shear of the gabi we're talking about is the water. The water didn't have a din of tchum because it didn't have a shvisa from Erev Shabbos. Therefore, you can go and carry it beyond the tchum. And aye, you're carrying in a chavis. Chavis on the tefillah. No problem. I'm a chai. That's a pshat. Frank Dimara, Azay, Master of Yosef, the Tan of our Mishas Rabbi Yehuda. The same Rabbi Yehuda features in a Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shiyara, if you're talking about a Shiyara, Shiyara means a caravan where you have a few people. Then, Nois and Adam Chavis the Chaveroi, V'Chaver the Chaveroi, B'Shiyara in, Shaloi B'Shiyara loy. Now, why is Shiyara any different than our Mishnah? What's the episode of Shiyara different? So Rashi explains, it's Shiyara Shechonsi V'Vikri. You see three lines and wide lines.
Early.
Of course we had it earlier. That's the Pasi Barois. Exactly. V'Ad Kanaina Abach Shaloi L'Gidek. Shechonsi V'Vikri Shanusim Haim She'ein Lehem Mayim Sharul Rabbana and Diti Bottle. In a case of Shiara, where you have a whole group of people, and they're out in the Midbar, they're out in the Bika, there's no faucets, there's no, you don't have bottles of Polish water, so the only AC you have is the Shiara, and everybody can hand it over one to the other. But in our Mishnah, we are talking about a private individual, how does a Yehuda hold in our Mishnah, you can go and give Echad the Chaveh, the Chaveh, the Chaveh, right? Throw in one word in our Mishnah. When a Yehuda says that you're allowed to come, we're b'shiara, we're not talking about. It's not so far fetched because our Mishnah is talking about he gives a chaver, chaver, chaver. So obviously there are a few people. If there are a few people, shiara means a few people. The only thing that you're telling is that we're not talking about a few people, we're talking about a few people in a bika. But Chatava Pasha, what are people standing outside Chutzlatchum with a chavis and transporting it one to the other? Well, they should all be in Bismedish learning. They should be saying, tell them they should all be davening. Ah, it's a shiur, but because they were traveling, as I mean,
it was a normal way, like, we take a bus.
Exactly.
And when with a shiur, it was a normal way of life.
Exactly. So anyway, so therefore, Rav Yosef Pshat, Mishnah and Brice are both consistent, both talking about shiur. Abayi, so you don't have to make any surgery to our Mishnah. Rather, b'shiyara afil chavi shekonsa shvisa umayim shekonu shvisa. The brisa of Rabbi Yehuda b'shiyara is talking about that the water was taken there from erev Shabbos and therefore was koine shvisa because it belonged to somebody. So normally you wouldn't be able to take it chutz l'tchum, but because of the extenuating circumstances that you had a whole bunch of people b'shiyara and kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim, mayim is such so important for people's lives, and this is anusame, they were matter even in the case of Shekhanu Shvisa. Now, our Mishnah, where it doesn't mention Shiara, that's only Shalai B'Shiara. Then, Chavye Shekhan Tishvisa, or Maim Shalai Khanu Shvisa. So therefore, it's two halachis of Rabbi Yehuda. One is talking about Shiara, then Afilu is Khanu Shvisa. And our Mishnah is talking about Shalai Khanu Shvisa. Ravashi Omar, I have a brand new Teretz, Achim Chavis to Efkaraskinon, Umayim to Efkaraskinon. You have a bunch of people, they come across a valuable barrel that has in it water, and it says on the barrel, this is Hefker, anybody who wants can go and be Koinim in a Hefker, so you don't have to worry about Simonim Ayid, Agoy, Vazven, it's Altus Hefker. So now, can you go and transport that on Shabbos? Says Reb Yehuda Var Mishnah, now there's no problem of Tchum. Because Tchum is only Kiragle Abba'olim. There's no Ragle Abba'olim over here. Else is Hefker after Hefker. So therefore you can go and take it even beyond the Tchum, because there's no Tchum on Kalim Mina Hefker. Frank to my man Omrulai. So what are the Chacham that say, even by Hefker, worry about the Tchum? There should be Echmanuri, the Yamachavzi Hefker, Koinishvisa. We had a whole sugi about this early in our Mesechta, that Yamachavzi Hefker are Koinishvisa. That should be Echmanuri. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to that. Nah, one second. But that doesn't work with the Mishnah. Because Umay, what does it say in the Mishnah? Amru loy, like tehalach zu, yois meragla ba'olim. So nishduka ba'olim, if we're talking about Hefka, there's no ba'olim. What do the Chum say? You can't take it beyond the ba'olim. Afashayta, but there's no ba'olim here. And for the Gemara Peshat, the Mishnah is, lihalchu elu yoiser mikalim sheyesh lehem ba'olim. Since I, the Chacham, hold that Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, and Rabbi Yechim and Nuri holds Chefzi Hefker, our Koinish Visa, don't transport these Hefker dike kalim more than if these kalim belong to Yankel or Beryl or Reuven or Shimon, because just like there, there's a din of Tchum. By Chefzi Hefker, the same din of Tchum. Have a good day, Rabbi.